Hello everybody. Today we are going to talk about someone that I met that he has OCD. He was telling me that he has OCD, so he has some thought in his mind that's making him doing some stuff. He didn't really tell me what he was doing. He just told me that he has a lot of thought and this thought making him doing some stuff. When he's more stressed, he believes more this. He wanted something that can calm him down. He was trying to not believing or listening to this thought, but every time after a while he come back routine of listening to this thought. I think it's like everything, you have to put your mind into it some way. Like me, when I changed diet, I was craving meat all the time, almost every day for at least 3-4 months, and at one point it stopped. Hey, eat meat. My thought was saying, eat meat. Meat is good. Eat meat with that, with this kind of sauce. Like, no meat, no meat, no meat. It's over. And after a while, gone. It's like he doesn't want to come, because now I go to the meat section in the supermarket and nothing happened. I don't have this craving of smoke ham or smoke something, because I crave everything is smoke. I used to love it. But now I'm like, I don't know what's happened, but I don't crave anything anymore. I eat because I need to eat. I don't crave meat. It's just, and I think OCD is the same thing. OCD is the same thing. The thoughts coming and you believing in it. You know, if you want to wash your hand 20 times, if you have to check your lock 10 times before leaving, it's a low self-esteem. It's not trusting. It's for me, you believe your thought, oh, I didn't check. It's happened to me sometimes that, oh, I didn't check, oh, I have to go back. It's happened sometimes, you know, and sometimes it's happened for a week. I remember that, and I'm like, what's happening to me? And I'm like, if I pay attention to what I was doing, it's like, I pay attention. Well, no, I don't care about what you think. I wasn't just not checking the door anymore. And if it was open, I don't care. I don't have a lot of stuff in my apartment, so get robbed or not, I don't mind. So after a while, we just disappear, finish. And maybe if you're afraid, technically, if you're afraid of something, you have some belief that make you doing stuff. So if you're afraid to get robbed, if you're afraid to get germs, if you're afraid to get certain stuff, I have no idea. You just put your thought into it. Like, my belief is I'm afraid to get germ. I can get sick. So if I can get sick, let's not have germ. So your thought is wash your hands, wash everything. So like that you don't get germ. And if you don't get germs, you don't get sick. And that's listening to your belief. Or I would say to your thought. You listen to your thought because your belief is telling you that, hey, if you don't want to get sick, you have to be afraid of germ. And if you're afraid of germ, you have to wash your hands and clean everything perfectly. So your thoughts are coming all the time because they are going to be supporting your belief. Positive or negative, they are going to support them. But when they appear, you can hear them, your belief. They talk to you. It's like, oh, wash your hands, you can get sick. Wash this knob because, you know, you can have COVID. Wash this, wash that. And you can just say, when you're aware of your belief, when you're aware of your thought, you just tell them, why do I have to listen to you? If I get sick, I get sick. I don't need you, thought, to protect me. Because you're not wanting to protect me. You want to protect the fear of not getting sick and the fear to get germ. You don't care about me. You care about you surviving by having this belief of getting sick if you don't wash your hand. You will still there all the time. And so you make me doing it. And so like that, I never get sick. But one day you get sick, even if you wash your hand, do I have to complain about the belief that it didn't work? The fear that I have to wash my hands all the time? I have to complain about the thought that make me wash my hand? I have to complain to who? Who are the thought come from? We come from me? We come from the me. Me, my individual me. We cannot even say the ego, but it's just the me. But who is aware of the thought? Is it me? The me was already the thought and the belief. So do I have to complain about me or the awareness of me? Or do I have to not complain and just, it is what it is. The one is whole and the whole is one. So I don't have to listen to my thought. I be aware of this thought, and then I'm not awareness, and I'm all this and that. Meaning I'm awareness, I am the me, I am the thought, but if I am everything, I can just choose what I love. I'm not going to choose something that I don't like. Do I like to be sick? No. Do I have to wash my hand before going to eat? Yes, because there is germ and that's fine. And if there is germ on my hands and I eat with that, I might be sick, but I can still see a doctor. I can take some herbs or whatever. I can heal myself because even being sick, it's an experience or it's something that's supposed to happen. You know, you go to a classroom with kids. Some kids are going to have the flu and some are not going to have the flu. How that's possible? They should all be sick because they are all in the same class and they interact to each other all the time. They talk to their own face all the time. They put their hands in their mouth all the time and share stuff all the time and each other all the time. And there's only 3 sick in a classroom. Sometimes we can have 10 sick, but not all of them. It means that some, we can say, have an immune system stronger than others, but it might mean just they are not supposed to get sick, depending on their beliefs. Certain kids have certain beliefs that they might be afraid of being sick because of some reason, and they got sick because if you're afraid of sickness, you get sick. But if you're not afraid of sickness, you get sick, but less. So these people with OCD, their thought, think what he told me, is thinking that they are going to be real. He's thinking that the thought he's thinking is going to materialize in this reality at one point. So it's like they can tap to another reality where it's true. And they are right, it can be true another reality. But do they live in this reality? No, they live in another reality. This reality is just based on assumption. So their thought is based on assumption, thinking that it's going to be true. So somewhere they develop anxiety in the same time because thinking that the things are going to be true by an assumption that you're not sure is going to happen, and if you take precaution, it will not happen. So they are thinking more in the future. So if you think in the future, meaning you're afraid that something happened because of a belief that you have already now and it's not beneficial for you. So all their thoughts are based on an assumption, an opinion, something that is not true right now. So the fear of getting sick later make them having anxiety. So when someone has OCD, he has anxiety. But since he has anxiety, meaning he has depression. Because anxiety is something you think that is going to happen in the future. Depression, it's something happened in the past that is still with you. So if you're in your childhood, something happened when you put your... Maybe your mom said, don't put your finger in your mouth without washing them, otherwise you're getting sick. Boom. If you believe it, that's where the anxiety started. And he's depressed since that because he keeps this belief in the past. So he's depressed. So there's the fear of getting sick and getting sick later. So he's afraid to not do the right thing, and not doing the right thing, he's afraid he's going to be sick. So he's going to find any kind of thing. For example, if he doesn't want to get germ, he will find any kind of thing that has a relation with germ, like washing the hands, wearing gloves, washing everything before touching it, wearing mask, whatever you can imagine has to do with sanitization, getting germs. So you just have to be aware of your thought, and your thought, they are lying because your thought want to stay alive. They have to produce thought, so like that, the thought reinforce the belief. And so by having more thought, more you reinforce the belief. And if you don't believe in, or if you don't listen to this thought, the thought will not come back because it's going to say, sorry, believe. My thought doesn't work anymore. It doesn't buy into my thought. So I'm not going to go back over there with this kind of thought because it doesn't work. Because thinking the thought, believe alive, it takes energy from it. And if you have no thought, you have no energy taken. So it's like in my opinion, to change this OCD stuff. If you go to meditation and you ask the person when you meditate, don't think about the monkey. You will see the person to not think about the monkey, he has to think about the monkey. The funniest thing, when the first guy who told me that, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to think about the monkey. So I was like, I'm going to think about an elephant. It's not a monkey. He didn't tell me to not think about something else. I'm like, all right, I'm going to think about the elephant. Elephant, elephant, elephant. It's nice. So I'm not thinking about monkey. That's how I took it. That's what I told him. It's like, you didn't tell me to not think about something else. So I think about an elephant. So it didn't really work with me because I took it another way. But most of the other people, they say that, oh, I was thinking about the monkey, to not think about the monkey. So you have to put the monkey in your mind. Hey, I don't have to think about the monkey. It's like you have to have the monkey to not think about the monkey. So what I did when I was little, because I could not sleep, I was thinking too much. I was like, think about black, 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 black. So when everything is black, there is nothing to think about, just about, oh, it's black. And after that, I was able to sleep because I was not able to think because there were nothing in my thought. But during the day, I was thinking all the time. And when I close my eyes, I just tell myself, black, 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 black. And at one point, I was blacking out, I guess. So it's worked for me and it still works. And now I just go to bed and if I cannot sleep, it's pretty rare now, I just think about black and I fall asleep pretty quick. So that's how you can train your mind. It's with the time, with the time. Maybe with OCD, it will take, for some people, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, 2 years, 3 years. But every day, every moment, when you have a thought, you can just say, lie, lie, or black, 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 black. It's not true, it's not true, whatever. Or you can just say, I'm choosing, I don't need a thought to choose whatever I want to do. It's like the thought are suggestion. You know, if they tell you, oh, wash your hand because you can not have germ, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, it should be automatic. I wash my hand because I know that if I eat, I don't want to put germ on my stuff. It's beneficial for me. I do it one time. And if I have germ on my fingers and put it on my food, I did my best by washing my hand. And if I get sick, it's not a big deal. It's not going to be a big sickness. It can be a diarrhea, whatever. It should not be bad. You know, it's not poison. And you go with this and everything is positive. There is nothing negative in that. Or you can just say, I don't care, I don't wash my hand. And you eat like that. And nothing happened either. Because your body used to be sick. And now it's not sick because it can fight all the germs. And it doesn't have to wash his hand. You know, for example, when you go to another country, if you go, for example, to Africa, don't drink the water because your body doesn't used to it and you will get diarrhea. But if you stay over there for 6 months, after you can drink the water because you got diarrhea so many times, your body used to it and you don't have to pay attention to that. So in conclusion, that everything is because of your thought wanted to reinforce a belief. And by doing that, and listening to your thought, you act in a way that is not you. You act in a way to protect a belief, not you. You do what you prefer, what is beneficial for you, and what is positive for you, not from a fear base. And that's all. At least you have to practice that every moment you have thought and ask yourself, is this thought beneficial for me? Thank you for listening today, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.